The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
The Burt Show.
All right, this gets complicated here, and I think I'm explaining it correctly, right?
I think so. I mean, what you told us yesterday was that her ex-husband raised his stepdaughter as if he was dad.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've been divorced, and he's remarried to a new woman, and new stepmom doesn't want him to have a relationship with what is essentially his daughter, but not a biological daughter.
Kim is on the voice disguiser here. Kim, do we have that right?
We weren't actually married.
Okay.
All right, why don't you give us the history?
Yeah, give us the story.
Okay. We met, like, when my daughter was, like, maybe 2 or 3 months old.
Mm-hmm.
And he pretty much, like, fell in love with her. He spent a lot of time with her. And we would go out all the time. And around the time when she turned 2 years old, she started calling him Dad. I mean, nobody told her, you know, say, this is your dad or nothing like that. She just started calling him dad because that's what she felt like. And we were just all okay with it. We just, you know, went with it. And, I mean, he was in love with this little girl. He got her name tattooed on his arm and everything.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. So then we ended up moving in together, and we lived together for about a year. And then it wasn't working out between us because we were both young when we first moved in, so it wasn't working. So we decided to separate, and he starts dating this other woman. I was fine with it, and I still, you know, let him come see her or whatever. So, her dad left before she was even born, so she doesn't even know her dad. She thinks this is her dad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So he would go spend the weekends with him, so we would alternate weekends or whatever. But at this time, his new girlfriend, she didn't know that this wasn't his biological kid.
Okay.
So, you know, she was all fine. You know how the girlfriend dad, she tries to, you know, make the child happy, to make the dad happy, you know, try to get in that kind of way. So she would take my daughter to the nail salon and all this, you know, good, great stuff. I mean, they spent Thanksgiving with them. She spent Thanksgiving with them and all this, you know, great stuff. And then she found out from one of his relatives that, you know, this wasn't his actual daughter. And I guess she got upset by that and, you know, made a big stink about it. And my thing with him was he should have put his foot down and said, well, she's been here in my life way before you, you know, so it should stay this way.
Like, this is a package deal here. This is just not me. This is my daughter also.
Right. And, you know, he didn't because, you know, he wanted to make her happy, I'm guessing. Because I'm guessing she's thinking, you know, I want to get back with him or something like that. But it's not even like that, though. You know, I'm way past that. I mean, I'm in a new relationship now and everything. I mean, I've told them both that, you know. And, they decided they were going to get married because they were having a kid together.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, well, I'm going to counseling and stuff, and they want me to go ahead and tell her that I'm not really her father. I'm like, at this time, my daughter was 6, and I'm like, my 6-year-old does not need to know that, you know, just yet. So I kind of, like, changed my number and lost contact with him because I did not want him to, you know, because he's basically like, oh, I'm just going to tell her and there's nothing you can do about it. I'm like, that's not happening.
Okay, so let's pause there for a second because that's a pretty big piece to the puzzle here. So because he was going to tell your daughter that he wasn't the biological father, you cut him off. So how long was he out of her life for where there was no communication?
I don't even think it was a whole month because maybe a couple of weeks later, he tried to contact me by one of my family members or whatever, and he was like, you know, I'm really sorry, I was just going through something, and I didn't realize what I was saying, and blah, blah, blah. So he apologized. He's like, well, just give me another chance, I really want to be in her life, and blah, blah. I was like, okay, fine, because of course, I mean, she loves her dad. I don't want to, you know, pretty much like, you know, eliminate him. If he wants to be there, that's fine. I mean, I want him to be in her life, so.
Mm-hmm.
I gave him this other chance, and then he'll come visit, you know, when he gets off work or whatever, for maybe 20 minutes, and then he's like, yeah, I gotta go. I was like, okay, what was that all about? And then come to find out that he was doing this behind his wife's back, because she wasn't okay with the whole thing.
Are you in a relationship with anyone else?
Yes, I am.
And
how
long have you been dating someone else?
Probably like maybe 6 months after we broke up. So it's been a while. Like he's even met the guy that I've been in a relationship with. I even suggested that, you know, if we all sit down and talk about it, maybe that make, you know, give his wife some ease or whatever. But he's like, no, I don't want y'all to talk, and, you know, kind of, you know, avoiding that issue. I'm like, I'm trying to do what's best for my daughter. So
there's so many details here. So let's just try to focus on one thing here. So has he told you that his new wife does not want him to communicate with your daughter?
Yeah, basically, she said, I don't want you taking care of your ex-girlfriend's child.
Okay. So the question here is, how do you get him involved?
So she thinks that you're taking advantage of him financially, like you're wanting him to take care of her, and that's what it's about, is financial. So it sounds like you're asking for a handout from him, and she's offended because they're not blood relatives.
Probably, but I mean, it's not about the money. I just need his time. That's all.
No, I understand.
I mean, I haven't asked him for, you know, anything like that. I just want him to be in her life.
Is there any way, because she's feeling insecure right now, is there any way that you could sit her down somehow and make her feel better about the whole situation so she can green light this relationship between him and your daughter?
Well, I mean, I haven't really talked to her personally like that. But like I said, I've tried to relate through him that maybe we all need to sit down and have a meeting about it. I mean, I would, you know, gladly agree to talking to her, you know, trying to put her at ease or whatever, because, of course, I want this relationship to work. So, I mean, any kind of way to compromise, like if, you know, she doesn't want him to come to my house, it's fine if I have to come meet you guys halfway somewhere, or, you know, whatever will make her feel more comfortable, because I want him to be a part of my daughter's life.
Mm-hmm. All right, 404-741-Q100, initial thoughts?
I think for this to be a long-term situation, he has to make that commitment to your daughter. You know what I'm saying? Kind of.
But how can he?
Like, he's got to negotiate it with his wife. If he wants to be in your daughter's life, if he sees her as his daughter, this is a lifetime. You know, how old is your daughter now? Mm-hmm. Seven?
She's seven, yes.
Seven? So, I mean, we're talking the rest of her life, he's got to make a commitment to be either in her life or out of it, like now. You know what I mean? So, and that's going to be, that's not up to you. That's up to him.
But isn't the reality of it, if his new wife isn't totally comfortable with the situation, then he's never going to be at ease being on the phone with his daughter or being on the phone with Kim here. So doesn't she?
That's what I mean.
I mean, really, we got to get the new wife comfortable with this whole situation before he really emotionally gets involved.
But not only that. Not only that, there are so many variables that make this a dangerous situation, and I appreciate what the guy's doing, and I don't want to make it sound like that I don't want the girl to have the father figure in her life and all that stuff, but there are so many things that can't be predicted that I think this is just one problem getting ready to stack on top of the other. Number one, what happens when Kim and the guy she's with now decide to get married, but this girl is calling another guy dad, even though that guy is not that girl's dad? Number two, what happens when this guy who's taking care of the girl right now has kids of his own with the other woman who's already giving him grief, and then says, you know what, I got to focus on my own kids. Like, is your daughter gonna is your daughter going to be their sister if their mom's not going to like it?
That's why I'm saying, like, we got to get moms on board here, because all of that stuff is so, you're right, it's such a complicated situation, but working through all that is a way better plan than not having him in her life
at all. But only 10% of it involves mom. It's such a tiny little sliver. He could have kids of his own with her, and him on his own say, you know what, I have to prioritize, and right now I can't, like, I understand what you're saying, and I don't want to take away the father figure thing, but there are so many variables that you're going to have to deal with. I don't know if it's worth it.
Hey, Brittany, good morning. You're on
Q100.
Hey.
I just wanted to say it's so funny because I'm in the exact same situation she's in.
With your daughter?
With my dad.
Okay.
I'm 17, and my parents split up when I was right before my 15th birthday. And 2 weeks after they got divorced, my dad started dating this girl, Amy. And I haven't talked to my dad since. And they're married and everything now. And he just totally shut me and my brother out.
I mean, your stepdad or your biological dad?
My biological dad.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a totally different level, too, there. Yeah, I mean... And, I mean, those scars don't go away when your dad makes a decision like that. I mean, that's tough to live with right there. So, Brittany, if you were going to give Kim advice on what to do and what to say to this guy that is the father of her child, what would you say as a girl that's going through this whole thing?
Well, her daughter's only 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he just needs to get in that girl's life because, I mean, I'm 17. I'm a senior in high school. I'm about to graduate, and he's not coming to my graduation. He's already told me he doesn't want to come to my wedding, you know, all the big stuff. He just doesn't want to come to.
I'm sorry, hon.
And, I mean, she just needs to seriously talk to the dad and just be like, oh, you may not realize it now, but once that girl gets older, you're going to regret it.
Absolutely.
Well, he needs to make a decision now. She's 7 years old, either in or out, so I think you need to have the discussion with him on whether he wants to make the full commitment.
Hey, Michael, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, Bert. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thank you.
My quick comment is, I agree with Jeff, this will probably turn into a big issue, but I think that it will turn into a huge thing, but what she should do is establish the fact that he's not her biological father before it gets later in life, and she kind of figures it out for herself if everything goes sour. Because, you know, teenagers are emotional. She's going to hold it against her if she doesn't tell her sooner or later.
I think that's true. I think that maybe... He and his counselors were more correct in saying that it was time to tell her that he's not her biological father.
But you didn't feel like the timing's right on this.
Hello?
Kim?
No, not yet. I was thinking she was too young. I mean, of course, eventually we're going to tell her. But, I mean, I still want him to be a part of her life is what I was trying to get him to see.
Do you think that if his wife said was totally okay with it, he would be in her life, or do you think that he just would choose not to be in it anyway?
I think he would, because I mean, years ago, I could have like bet any amount of money that this guy would like never ever like abandon my daughter like that. Because I mean, he loves her like she was his own. Like, and it not until he got married, like, because we lived in a situation like I always treated him as. You know, he was her dad, so I never thought of him as anything else. So I had to kind of remind myself, like, okay, yeah, he's not really her biological father, but, I mean, that's the only father she's known.
I only have time for a couple more calls here. Good morning, Eugene. You're on Q100.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I hear everything that's going on, and, you know, everybody talking about what the mom should do, the new mom, the old mom. But nobody's talked about what's best for the 7-year-old yet. I haven't heard, you know, what is best for her at this point in her life. When you think about that, you know, with him not telling her, staying a part of her life or exiting her life right now, what is best for the daughter? You know, the mom keeps talking about talking to the wife and talking to the new boyfriend, or they need to sit down, but are they talking about what's best for the daughter?
What do you think is best for the daughter?
What I think is best is for everybody involved, all of the adults involved, to come together and let the daughter know what the deal is, because this man, if he's new with his wife, if he's married again, he can't put a strain on that relationship because it's going to cause a strain with the old relationship with his daughter. So maybe this is a time for him to let the new boyfriend take over as a dad.
Oh.
I mean, she's young. Mm-hmm. You know, she's young. She's already having issues where he's having to sneak out to see his daughter. Mm-hmm. You know, he's having to leave his wife to go see his daughter.
I don't know if I necessarily agree with that, because what if she changes boyfriends again?
Yeah,
then you're going to be changing dads again.
I don't think you could be swapping out dads, but I understand what he's saying. That, I mean, it sounds harsh, but the dude's not the dad. And the dude's in a situation where he's not going to be allowed to be a dad. And there's 100 mm-hmm. variables that are going to prevent him from being the dad.
Maybe it is time to have that conversation. Here's Patrice. Good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Good morning.
Hi.
I just had to call because I went through this exact same scenario 10 years ago with my husband. We started dating, and maybe a year, not even a year after we started dating, he brings this kid around, and he's like, this is my son. And I'm like, okay, a son? And by this time, you're thinking about a future with someone, and you're like, okay, I don't have kids. I'm thinking he doesn't have kids, so when we have kids, they'll be our kids. It'll be a first for both of us. And I think what his wife is feeling is that it's not a first for them. And now that she found out that this child isn't his, it's like, okay, now we have a chance for that to be our first. Mm-hmm. We're about to have a child together, and it's our first. Mm-hmm. So I went through that whole thing, and I promise you, I tried my best to make this child feel like it was not a problem that he was in our life and that was it, although I knew he wasn't my husband's biological child. But deep down, I tell you, I resented it. Mm-hmm. And I think eventually, as he got older, he saw it. And I totally regret it now. I mean, he's, like I said, he's an adult. He's in college now. And I try my best to make it up and, you know, to make it seem like, okay, he is my child. You know, I accept him. But, you know, I know that he sees the difference in how I treat my son and how I treat him. And I totally feel bad about it, but you go through these emotions, and you have these emotions that nobody can understand if they're not in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I totally understand what she's going through with this whole situation. But first off, she needs to let that child know that that's not her biological father. That's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what my husband had to do with his son, you know. And it's hard. It's not easy. And she's expecting this woman to just embrace this child, and she will not be able to embrace this child and make this child feel like her own. And I know people probably think that's harsh to say, but it's so hard when, you know, I don't know if I'm explaining it right or
no,
not.
You're doing fine.
Great
you're
doing
job.
Fine.
Awesome. Hey, Kim, most are calling up saying the same thing, that even though the daughter is 7 years old, it's time to have the talk. That's your safety net right there.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to, like, remind you guys, too, that his wife didn't know that, you know, she wasn't his biological child.
It doesn't matter.
And she was okay beginning, you know.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah. I think, to be fair to that daughter,
yeah,
I mean, you touched
about
a lifetime.
It's not about the wife.
That's
it's about
not
the child.
Her father.
Right.
She needs to know now. Sooner the better.
That's the first piece of advice most are giving you.
So then I shouldn't try to pursue a relationship, them having a relationship anymore,
You should pursue the relationship, but she needs to know now rather than find out when she's 14, 15 years old in high school.
But go into it educated, because Jen was talking about how it's up to him to have to make that commitment. And then you just heard the caller talk about how that new wife is resenting her. So just go into it knowing the obstacles you face, you know, and then make that decision.
Kim, we got to run.
All right.
I hope this helped a little bit.
Wish you the best.
All right.
Good luck.
Thanks. Good luck.
She didn't sound like she liked that advice.
I hate you guys because you didn't like your advice.
She didn't like that at all.
The Burt Show. At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters.
Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.